أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Everyone's doing it. What's your problem with it? Why do you have to be the odd one out? If you don't approve of it, then you can leave. Have you ever heard these kind of words from friends and family when you have disapproved their wrong deeds? Or gone through the dilemma of not knowing what to do when people around you are involved in a lifestyle of sin and you have to interact with them frequently? Well, you're not the only one. Many people, including the prophets of Allah, have had to go through societal pressure and extreme opposition when they called people to the right path. Such was the story of Prophet Lut alayhi salam. He was sent by Allah to the city of Sodom, located on the border of Jordan and Palestine in about 1800 BC. And he was asked to call the transgressors back to the worship of Allah. Sodom at that time was a thriving city that was visited by many travelers, merchants, and businessmen for travel. However, it was also the most corrupt city with the highest criminal activity during that time. Travelers passing Sodom were often waylaid and robbed of their belongings, and sometimes were mercilessly murdered. But the most notorious act of evil that was committed by this corrupt nation was homosexuality. It was actually introduced into the world by the people of Lut alayhi salam. By the way, it also proves that homosexuality is not genetic, because it did not exist in any pre-Lut alayhi salam communities. No one in the history of mankind had ever experienced or practiced homosexuality before Sodom. This shameful practice was the norm among this nation, and the entire population engaged in it. And they were immensely proud of their conduct. They spoke openly about it and engaged in these immoral behaviors out in the open. Prophet Lut alayhi salam informed them that it was indeed an immoral practice, that he would never agree to be part of it, and warned them of a severe punishment from Allah. After years and years of inviting people to Islam, not one person in Sodom had entered the fold of Islam. Prophet Lut alayhi salam became distressed and raised his hands to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and prayed. In Surah An-Kabut, one of his du'as mentioned in verse 30, رَبِّنْ صُرْنِي عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. My Lord, support me against the corrupting people. And another du'a is mentioned in Surah Shu'ara, verse 169, رَبِّي نَجِّنِي وَأَهْلِي مِمَّا يَعْمَلُونَ. My Lord, save me and my family from what they do. His du'as are very relevant to us in this century and time, as we see homosexuality being legalized and normalized. What is making it worse is that we live in an age where it is common to follow a trend on social media because everyone is doing it. Sometimes people don't even care if the trend is good or bad. They just want to conform to what others believe without even considering the morality of their actions. You have to understand that the people you follow or interact with in real life and on social media have a significant effect on your beliefs, values, ideologies, and the narratives you subscribe to. They could influence you to go out of line, to change beliefs or moral values. As a consequence, you may get pushed out of your way and subscribe to ideologies that have no place in Islam. Let me give you a very simple example. The recent TikTok challenge, Devious Licks, has hit every school in the nation. It promotes theft and vandalism of school property. Schools have lost thousands of dollars and had to arrest kids on campus because they were stealing and destroying school property, all in the name of a trending challenge. It's herd mentality. You basically stop questioning the morality of an act as long as you are doing what many others are doing. And when this happens, society as a whole loses its moral compass and experiences all kinds of corruption. As Muslims, first and foremost, it is important to note where we get our moral values from. We get them from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through Quran and the teachings of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you want to stay steadfast upon your religion, live your values, and be successful in this life and the hereafter, then follow the values of the Quran and the behavior and the practices from the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And secondly, you should learn to stay away from people and situations that invite you to all the wrong things, which includes all kinds of influencers or websites or trends. Have the right kind of crew around you who can remind you of the values and standards of your deen as laid out in the Quran and Sunnah. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "The example of a good companion who sits with you in comparison with a bad one is like that of a musk seller and the blacksmith's furnace. From the first, you would either buy musk or enjoy its good smell, while the furnace would either burn your clothes or your house, or you get a bad, nasty smell thereof. A person will be upon the same methodology as his friend, the same path as his friend, the same nature, manner, and behavior as his friend. So y'all must be careful about whom you befriend." There is an Arabic saying, "Your companionship is what pulls you to something." Prophet Lut alayhi salam did not have any support or companionship in his time, and he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it, and that he be saved from the evil deeds of his corrupt people. I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all of us to have the support and the companionship that we need that pulls us towards that which is good. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us safe from all kinds of evil deed and their consequences. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.